This is the Isaiah Stevens Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Now, with Isaiah, here's Brady Hall.
5 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour, welcome into the show. Starting this off with the man, Isaiah Stevens. The Isaiah Stevens Show, presented by the one and only Crazy Carl's Pizza. And I really appreciate, this is what I love about these shows, good, bad, whatever. We get these guys coming on wanting to talk about their program. And unfortunately, Isaiah, my man, we're talking about a loss last night to Nevada. Another tough spot to play, 77-64. What was kind of the message after the game from the coaching staff, from Coach Medved to you guys when you fell short in this one, Isaiah?
Yeah, man. Definitely a tough loss last night. Credit to Nevada. That made just a ton of plays on the stretch that we didn't. But obviously, man, we know we got a big one on Saturday. Can't harp on it for too long. Kind of got to just learn from it and flush it and get ready to move on for that one. So that's kind of just been the message and the energy right now. These conference seasons go by quick, man, and you can't get too caught up on one, especially when you got a big one. Just 2 days later, so that's kind of where we're at right now.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. It's a monster game coming up this weekend, and we know that team. You know, with Wyoming, we know they're capable of beating maybe on their best night. Who knows? They could beat some of the best teams in the Mountain West Conference. So I know you guys will be focused on that one, Isaiah. When you look at these kind of are they road struggles? Would you say just something different when you're on the road? Because we know we've been saying it all year. Do you have to win at home? You got to steal some on the road. Well, obviously, that means we know this Mountain West Conference is so tough that winning on the road is difficult. What has it been kind of in those three games for you guys on the road? Just is it kind of a mental thing, or what can you tell us about that?
Well, I think it's just putting together 40 minutes, man. Being tough-minded, being able to execute, being able to do our job over and over again for the totality of the game, I think, has been the difference so far on the road. We do it for stretches. We do it for spurts. There's moments in there where we really look like we're making pushes and executing on both ends of the floor. But, man, when you go into some of these environments, you got to be able to do it for a full 40. And as of right now, we just haven't put that all together. And we will, and we need to. Because just like you said, man, you got to be able to win on the road in this conference. Just winning at home isn't going to be enough in the end. So, yeah, we'll get it right, though.
Well, and you guys, I mean, in this game last night, you'd make that stop. Then you'd come down, you'd score, you'd get a quick bucket, maybe even another stop. And you kept cutting it to that 5-point mark, that 7-point mark, where it felt like, hey, even though it's kind of been a rough shooting night for the Rams, they're still within five for a good chunk of that second half. But it just seemed like whenever you guys would get to that point, Nevada would come down with something big. And obviously, what can you say about Jerod Lucas? Of course, Keenan Blackshear. I mean, these guys, they were both having monster nights. I mean, everything, even when contested, they were making everything. So it was one of those nights for two of their stars.
For sure. And that's going to happen from night to night. We just got to finish those possessions, though. Like you said, there was a stretch there where we were continuously able to get our stops. We just weren't able to come up with the ball, whether it was with a turnover, missed blockout, offensive rebound, putback, things like that. Because even with some of the makes that they had, which were definitely tough, we were still right there to make a push. So it just comes down to finishing possessions at the end of the day, man, especially when you're on the road and every possession matters like that.
And you're listening to the Isaiah Stevens Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Spending a little time on this one. It was rough, too, getting Patrick Cartier in foul trouble early on. I know that had an impact. And talk to us about that, because when you get in foul trouble, it doesn't just mean you're going to go to the bench for a while. It changes how you play defense and maybe even a little bit offensively, too.
For sure. I've been in foul trouble before in a handful of games throughout my career, so I definitely understand the toll it could take just on your mental, because when you get back in, you just want to try to get back into the flow so fast to act as if you never missed any time. And it wasn't necessarily Pat doing this, but it can be tough for any player trying to just get their rhythm back, get their flow back. And I don't feel like it was necessarily easy on him to get that going again last night. And, hey, man, every player has a night like that. So we just had to rebound. And even with all of that, man, I felt like some of our other guys really, really stepped up and made some plays for us. I definitely feel like I could have just been better in helping out that process as well, because there was dudes out there really competing for us.
Yeah, guys, you know, Jalen Lake had a nice night. Josiah Strong had a nice night. You ended up with 8 points, 10 assists. I mean, again, those assist numbers are just crazy. But do you look at yourself sometimes, because we know how talented you are. We know when you get into that takeover mode, it is must-see television, must-see whatever. Do you put more on you where you're like, maybe I have to take over more as a scorer rather than the facilitating side of things? Or do you look at that and go, I'm not changing anything. We don't want to change anything how we're approaching these basketball games. We just have to be more efficient.
Nah, you definitely have to pick and choose your spots throughout the course of a game. No games are all the same. And also, just being a player, reading what's in front of you. Some nights it's easier to get it going than others. And I'm definitely open to, if I need to be a scorer, I can. If I need to be a playmaker, I can. It can be hard to gaze at times, but, hey, that's what comes with the territory. It's a part of the responsibility, and I wouldn't change it for the world. So just trying to navigate that is something that I have to be better at, and realizing what a game might call for. But even last night, man, there were shots that I was wide open for, just didn't make them. I made a lot of good reads within the offense and setting up my teammates, and they made some plays for us. And so I think it really just comes down to, even in the opportunities that were there for me personally, just capitalizing on them. I don't know if it's necessarily shooting more. I think if I hit the ones I got, we might be having a different conversation.
Well, you're 100% right. A lot of those shots, those are Isaiah Stevens shots. Those are going to go in. This is a dumb question, because obviously you're frustrated when you have a night like that. But what does that do to you? I mean, you are such a mentally strong dude, and it doesn't seem like a lot of things really get to you. But in those instances, how difficult is it to kind of keep your cool when some of those shots, especially, as you said, some of those easy shots aren't falling?
Yeah, nah, it could definitely take its toll. But, man, there's so much basketball to be played throughout the 40 minutes. And I just get caught up on how I'm individually shooting the basketball, man. And we're probably not thinking the right way when it comes to executing and making sure we're all on the same page as a unit. So being a point guard and being a leader, man, you try to put that on the back burner. But also as a basketball player, you definitely think about it sometimes. But I've played so much to this point that I'm confident that my next shot is going down, especially if I get a good look. And there are some nights where that just necessarily doesn't happen for you. And it is what it is, and you wake up and move on the next day, because I put so much time into my game, I'm confident that those shots are going to fall for me.
Well, and you don't need to hear it from me or any of the Rams fans, but no matter how, if there is a rough shooting night, everybody wants to keep seeing Isaiah Stevens, you know, just work magic. So that confidence level, I know, is always there for you. And I'm sure it's going to be a quick turnaround for you coming up this weekend, as that poses an interesting battle, another road trip, a very difficult place to play. Looking at the schedule thus far, you guys have handled your business at home, and that has been number one. I think I tweeted something like that. Rule number one in the Mountain West this year especially is you have to take care of business at home. You guys have done that. Maybe you can steal a few of these on the road. When you look at those atmospheres, Utah State, Boise State, we know how good those teams are at home. We know Nevada does a great job of protecting their home court. What was the most electrifying or difficult atmosphere between those three this season?
I think it was by far Utah State. They're known for that over there at the Spectrum. They've been probably one of the more premier home courts in the Mountain West since I've been in it. Yeah, man, they really get after you. They bring it. And it's fun to compete over there, man, because they normally always have a really good team also. So those environments, I think, are definitely some of the ones near the top. But Utah State is probably leading that one as of right now.
You're listening to the Isaiah Stevens Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Now, like you said, you set your sights to Wyoming, a big rivalry match coming up this Saturday, 2:00. And I mean, do you feel a sense of pressure at this stage? You guys are 3-3 in the conference, 15-4 overall. Still a phenomenal resume that you put together in that non-conference and the win over New Mexico, and New Mexico's rolling right now. Is there a sense of extra pressure, or is this it's the same as it was a week ago? You feel pressure no matter what in this conference?
I think it's no matter what in this conference. It doesn't matter who you play. Even the other night, Air Force going at UNLV and different games like that, man, anybody could beat anybody. And so you can't just necessarily come out and lay an egg against a particular opponent because of what their record might look like. Because, man, these games mean so much. And especially when you start talking about rivalry games, it just adds a whole another element to it. So, we're definitely desperate for a win, man, like every other team. So I'm not going to act like we're just sitting over here cool breezing, but we have to go out there and make it happen, especially on the road, and got to protect Moby. So I think that's kind of where we're at right now. We're desperate for wins, and we got to get them any way possible.
Well, and you know, last night, that's a perfect example. That's a Nevada team that had to win that game. I mean, you're catching them at a very strange time, but they were feeling the pressure. They'd lost a few in a row, including losing to the Cowboys. So they were, you could just see them. They were clawing and scratching. They knew they had to win that game if they wanted to keep the big dance talk alive. So you get a desperate team, and now you flip the script a bit. You look at it and say, man, we have to get the win now. We have to start getting you know, almost like seeing the ball go through the hoop on the road. That if you can beat Wyoming on the road, maybe that sets it up for a lot of momentum down in the future when you have these other road trips, so Fresno State, San Diego State, and the Pitt coming you know, later in February next month.
Yeah, for sure, man. And it starts one game at a time, so we want to go up there to Laramie and play well and just start putting our best foot forward and moving in that direction, man. We can't continue to harp on what's already happened. We got to look forward, and I'm excited to see what this weekend looks like for us.
When I don't know how much you've already, you know, broken into the Wyoming stuff and this team, but they were kind of a shock to me, at least, Isaiah, when the season started. I didn't know. I looked at a lot of those names, man, a lot of new guys, a lot of new faces, and I wasn't so sure how they would do. Well, at this stage, I think, you know, if somebody would have said, hey, they're above 500 and they're 500 in the conference, I think I would have said, I'm not buying it, but here they are. This is a basketball team that I watched the New Mexico game, and New Mexico ended up kind of pulling away at the end, but the Cowboys kept fighting. So this is a tough basketball team. They have some scorers. They have some good shooters on that team.
Yeah, man, and they find a way to execute year in and year out. Coach Linda's a great coach over there, man, and he's really built up that program to expect to win, and I feel like that's what most teams in our league are doing, and especially when you start talking about just the rivalry in itself, man, you got to expect nothing short than another team's best shot, because I know we're going to bring it, they're going to bring it, and that's a really good team, man, and they've always had guys that could space it, guys that could attack the basket and score at will, so I'm sure it'll be no different this year as well once we start really unpacking Wyoming.
What is that rivalry like for you, man? I always like to, anytime we get Rams players on, you know, kind of want to ask their personal view on it. You've played in a lot of these now. Is there that, and again, I don't mean like human hate, but that sports hate. Do you really feel that when you're going up against the Cowboys?
For sure, and they definitely don't let you live it down either, especially when you're on the road, man. Their student section definitely gets after it. Their fans get after it, man. But that's what makes it fun, going into a hostile environment, trying to get the win and shut up the home crowd. And I'm sure they have the same motives when they come into Moby. But, nah, it's definitely a real rivalry for sure. Being in it for so long, it's been so many games that have come down to the wire, so many close games, especially a few years ago when we were both tournament teams and competing at that level. So that was really fun to be a part of, and we're both chasing the same thing this year, so it'll be fun.
I remember that too. Was it 2 years ago? I think what they have Hunter Maldonado and Graham EK. That I went to that game in Moby. It was electric, dude. That was what was so fun about basketball in this area, and we're continuing to see that. But that was such a great game. So electric. The fans were so into it. So you know the fans on both sides just circle this one. They look forward to these games every year.
For sure, every year. And you hear about it even when you're just going to watch football games and different stuff like that. It's Wyoming and CU nonstop. So both of those games definitely mean a lot, like you said, for the area in itself and then also just for the schools and the programs. And being in it for so long, man, I've definitely developed a sense of pride playing in these games.
This is kind of good timing for this one, wouldn't you say? I mean, coming off of that Nevada loss, like you said, you don't want to dwell on it. Is it easier to not dwell on a game like that when you know it's rivalry week coming up this weekend?
I'd say so for sure. And also, you can't afford to. Otherwise, they'll come out and pop you as well. So you got to be ready for it, man. And because I know they will be, but we will be as well. Coach Medved does a great job of expressing what this game means, how much goes into it on both sides. And, yeah, so I'm excited for it for sure.
Isaiah Stevens, the Isaiah Stevens Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. This is it's a big game. I know we throw around like the must win terminology a lot. We do, Isaiah. I know you guys are like, yeah, we want to win every single game. Every game we kind of consider that must win, but this one's got to be pretty high up there, at least at this stage in the season and where we're sitting at this point.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that you're wrong in any way, shape, or form. We need to get a win. And like I said earlier, we're desperate, so we got to start making some moves. But that doesn't mean getting outside of ourselves or doing anything that we don't do on a daily basis. But at the same time, we gotta continue to make that move and make it happen, because no team in this league just going to give it to you. So I'm excited for this weekend.
Is that something too that Coach Medved is going to stress in this situation, where hey, we know we desperately want to get this win, but we can't play outside of ourselves. We still have to stay within this offense. We can't get out of place when we're on defense. We still have to focus on the little things that we're doing right. Is that something that's really being stressed at this stage?
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's being stressed with any quality team that plays at a high level of college basketball. When things start getting a little rough around the edges, man, you can't just abandon what you've done each and every day and what's gotten you ultimately to this point in the season. So understanding that we have confidence and belief in what we do at a high level, and Coach Medved says it best all the time, just trying to leverage our strengths on a nightly basis on both ends of the floor. So doing what we do well and playing to play great. So that's some of our mottos, and I feel like we're going to do that.
Well, that's both the fun side, but also the stressful side is it just keeps coming. I mean, once you get into conference play, it's just bam, bam, bam. You got Wyoming on the 27th and then hosting San Diego State on the 30th. So it is as many games as there are a lot of games left, but man, it flies by, doesn't it? And I know you absolutely are cherishing this, your last year with Colorado State. I'm looking forward to a fun matchup coming up this weekend, probably a very excited crowd for this one too, so this should be good. And I know that's gonna light you up, man. I can't wait.
For sure, man. Nah, it's gonna be a lot of fun. I'm definitely excited, and we're gonna be ready to go.
All right, my man Isaiah, appreciate you as always, and I know you're on the road, so you're getting ready for this big one coming up in a couple of days against the Cowboys, and we'll be cheering you on, no question about it. Go get this dub, and we'll catch up with you next week, my friend.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you.
All right, Isaiah Stevens. That's the Isaiah Stevens Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza.